The book publisher Hachette said this afternoon that it will not publish a memoir written by filmmaker Woody Allen. This after dozens of Hachette employees walked out of their jobs yesterday to protest the book. Another of the publisher's authors is Allen's estranged son, Ronan Farrow, whose book Catch and Kill is about alleged sexual predators, including Woody Allen. Joining us to talk about this is NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas. And this story has moved a lot, even just this afternoon, right? I mean, can you tell us what's going on?
Totally, Adi. Well, this afternoon, about 3 p.m. here in New York, the publisher Hachette Book Group announced it had decided to cancel the publication of Allen's memoir. They said to NPR in a statement, quote, as part of a statement, "The decision to cancel Mr. Allen's book was a difficult one. At HBG, we take our relationships with authors very seriously and do not cancel books lightly," unquote.
Of course, with a walkout, there was a lot of pressure to make some kind of call on this.
That's totally true. The employees came from a number of different publishing imprints that Hachette owns. One of them is Little Brown, which published Ronan Farrow's book last fall. And another was Grand Central Publishing, which was scheduled to publish this memoir next month.
We mentioned that Allen's son, Ronan Farrow, that they are estranged, obviously. But can you talk about why Farrow came out against this book?
Sure. Let me give you the background for this. Ronan Farrow and his sister, Dylan Farrow, are the children of Woody Allen and the actress Mia Farrow. Dylan Farrow has alleged that her father sexually abused her in the 1990s when she was 7 years old. Allen's denied her allegations for decades. He was investigated and exonerated in Connecticut and New York. Even so, Audie, Connecticut state prosecutors were quoted back then as saying they had probable cause to indict Woody Allen, but that they didn't want to put a small child through testifying.
Fast forward to 2020, you've got the Me Too movement, you've got Ronan Farrow's reporting being key to that. Has that changed reactions to Woody Allen?
Well, the Me Too movement has undoubtedly reframed public discourse. Yesterday, I was speaking to a highly placed source in the publishing industry who told me that most major publishing houses had considered Allen's memoir, quote, radioactive, unquote.
And those Hachette employees, what have you heard from them?
Today, I've been talking to a publicist at Little Brown who was part of the walkout. She asked for anonymity. She's still worried about retribution at her job. And this afternoon, she told me,
"It was the ask, is that the book would be canceled. And a lot of people were skeptical that would actually happen. So I'm glad it was canceled. I also know it's a very big financial decision."
So critics of the walkout have called it censorship, but Allen is free to write whatever he wants, and publishers are still free to publish it or not.
Can I ask about Ronan Farrow, what he's had to say about this?
Sure. On Tuesday, he tweeted a statement that said in part that Hachette, quote, "concealed the decision from me and its own employees while we were working on Catch and Kill, a book about powerful men, including Woody Allen, how they avoid accountability for sexual abuse," unquote.
And finally, Woody Allen, what's been his response?
We've reached out repeatedly to his representatives who have not responded, Adi.
That's NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.